my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
It's 8 p.m. here in the city of Kingston, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we've got Peace, Love, and Jenny.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk jazz and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hi everyone! This week's theme is a really, really fun one. After diving into the 60s last week, it only felt right to move into the 70s. But not just any 70s sound, this episode is all about that 70s haze feeling. The kind of music that almost feels dreamlike, with soft guitars, mellow grooves, and a sense of calm that just washes over you. The first song I'm playing is one that I've had on repeat all week, and it's actually what inspired this entire episode. It's a bit niche, but a beautiful, beautiful track, Be Like a Woman by Chris Rainbow. The song came out more of an introspective side of songwriting that defined a lot of the 70s. Instead of writing something flashy or radio-driven, the song was built around mood first. Soft melodies, the gentle chords, and space to let the emotion breathe. At the time, a lot of artists were moving away from big statements and leaning into observation, like watching people, relationships, and emotions unfold, and then turning those quiet moments into music. And I think that's what makes it so beautiful. And that's why it wasn't written to be loud or dramatic, but to capture a feeling in a subtle way. The result is something intimate and reflective, where the production says to underestimate the mood, and that calm, hazy approach is exactly what makes it feel so timeless and why I still love this song. So here it is, Be Like a Woman by Chris Rainbow.
Me.
That was Be Like a Woman by Chris Rainbow. You can really hear the haze in that song. It fits the theme perfectly, hence why it's dedicated to this week's episode. And it really, really makes you want to travel back to the 1970s, doesn't it? The next song is another one I've had on repeat all week. It's a song I've loved ever since I was little, and the first time I heard it was actually in the 1971 animated movie The Point. Me and My Era was written by Harry Nilsson specifically for the film. The story follows a kid named Oblio who lives in a world where everything has a point except him. Nilsson wrote the song for Oblio's theme and the arrow acting as his loyal sidekick along the way. The song keeps things simple and playful, matching that movie's quirky tone. No big moments, no drama, just an easy melody and that feeling of moving forward, even when you're totally not sure where you're going. So it's light, warm, and quietly optimistic. Pure 70s energy. This is Me and My Arrow.
Straighter than narrow. Everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow. Taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. And in the morning, when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow.
tears hung through the years. I tell you like it is, honey, love me if you will.
Hey, baby, I'm
tired of being alone here by myself now. You, baby, sometime I wonder if you love me like you say you do. You see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool my arms, I say,
for the observers, those of you that notice, the pollinators wanting to share the things that they love, and the disturbers trying to shake up the now's landscape. Come around for an intimate yet lively dive into, well, a little bit of everything. Indie, folk, rock, house music, you name it. Music deserves and needs to be shared, and I am here to do that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
And that was Al Green with Tired of Being Alone. I love that song, and that is exactly what I mean when I talk about 70s haze. It almost sounds like you're dreaming with that soft, warm feeling that just settles in. Staying in that same headspace, up next is Take Me to the Captain by Prism. The song came out in the late 70s and feels really of its time, polished, melodic, and a little mysterious. It leans into a metaphor rather than being literal. The captain isn't really a person, but more of a symbol, something that can guide you when you feel a bit lost or unsure of where you're going. Musically, it blends soft rock with a cinematic feel. The smooth vocals, layered harmonies, and steady groove give it that floating late night quality, perfect for zoning out or letting your thoughts wander. It's not loud or dramatic, it's about letting go a little and trusting the journey, which is exactly why it fits so well into this hazy, reflective 70s sound. This is Take Me to the Captain by Prism.
No one cries. time. I was kicking around this lonesome town, trying to pick myself up instead of going down. But something sure changed.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
And that was Marcus King with Somebody Else. I really love his music, and you can hear how he's influenced by the 70s, with that vintage sound that still feels fresh and modern at the same time. If you like that one, definitely check out his new album, Darling Blue. Up next, we've got another truly iconic artist from the 70s, Bonnie Raitt. I've grown to love her music over time, and I'm especially excited to play her today because we actually just got tickets to see her at Massey Hall in August, which I'm really looking forward to. So the song I'm playing is one of my favorites by her, and it absolutely carries that 70s haze energy. Thank You is a song about grown-up gratitude. Bonnie wrote it after going through big life changes, relationships ending, getting older, and realizing that not everything is meant to last forever. Instead of bitterness, she chose appreciation. It's her way of saying thank you for the love, the lessons, and the memories, even if things didn't work out. It's reflective, calm, and confident. Very Bonnie Raitt. So here it is, Thank You.
Sitting here thinking, baby, about you. I'm wondering how I ever got through my life without you. Days passed me by, left my life somewhere behind. Games I was trying, left me old for my time. You came into my life like you knew the time was running out. I came running home to you. You taught me how to love you. You helped me to believe you could even love me. I was all you'd ever
I'm sure you've read the headlines, though it's no longer front page news. And I suffer while I write this. Perhaps the best thing I can do is to mourn the loss of human life, so merciless and cruel. You took the medicine till the medicine took you. Got a letter from your brother, and I hear you have a son, and your family has suffered in this game nobody won. When you're waiting on the help, but then the help it never comes. You take the medicine till the medicine takes you.
Was Miss Emily, a local artist from Kingston, with The Medicine from her latest album. I love the soul in her music. She has such a powerful voice and really knows how to use it. She's built a strong local following, opened for some major artists, and still stays closely connected to the Kingston music scene. Staying in Ontario, next up is Toronto artist Tanika Charles with No More. It's a beautiful song, and honestly, I love the entire album she has. I hope you enjoy this one as much as I do. Here it is, No More.
Just one too many. You've been Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, it won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
Was Ventura Highway by America. And honestly, that might be one of my all-time favorite songs. Just the guitar riff alone pulls me in every single time. I can't think of a more perfect song to capture that soft, beautiful 70s haze. America is actually another band I'm planning to see this summer with my friends, which I'm really excited about. And if you couldn't already tell, my goal this summer is to see as much live music as possible. So if you know of any bands coming to Kingston or nearby, definitely let me know. We're coming to the end of today's set, which means it's time for my hidden gem of the week. This is a song I truly think everyone should hear at least once in their life. It is Year of the Cat by Al Stewart. To me, this song captures that dreamy, cinematic 70s haze perfectly. Al Stewart wrote it to feel more like a scene than a story, drawing inspiration from travel, old movies, and that slightly mysterious feeling of being somewhere unfamiliar but exciting. Instead of spelling everything out, he lets the details speak for themselves, feeling moments, strangers, and places that feel almost unreal. Musically, it blends folk storytelling with jazz-influenced piano and saxophone, giving it that smooth, drifty quality. It feels reflective without being heavy, hazy, but never confusing, which makes it the perfect way to close out the show tonight. So thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny, and make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here it is, folks. Have a great night, and this is Year of the Cat by Al Stewart.
bus and the tourists are gone, and you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat.